Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. Total deaths in the Central Texas flood disaster, now at least 80. At least 41 people are missing across five counties. Head of a nonprofit search and rescue firm on scene, Andrew Tull.
We are seeing devastation to homes, to property, to just about anything that you can imagine. And things that you would not think would should be along a riverbank are showing up all over the place.
Letters threatening tariffs and or trade deals will be delivered to various countries Monday, says President Trump in a social media post. Sunday, the Treasury Secretary suggested that the Trump deadline for deals has been pushed back to August 2nd. At a strip mall in Harriman, Utah, Sunday, a three-car accident led to...
We heard a big boom, and it was just, like, vibrating all around. And then, yeah, it's just been a huge fire, and it's been crazy.
One business destroyed, several people taken to hospitals. This is ABC News. A year away from America's big 250th birthday celebrations, fireworks sellers say President Trump's tariffs will impose rising costs and potential shortages, since almost all fireworks are imported from China. Roberto Sorghi is co-owner of American Fireworks Company in Bergenfield, New Jersey.
If we can get the exemption we want and need for our industry to help celebrate, we could be expecting like a 10 to 15% increase going into next year. If we don't get that exemption, you're looking anywhere from 35 to 45% increase into next year.
Ed Fiore, who for 13 years was the only player to rally from a 54-hole deficit to beat Tiger Woods on the PGA Tour, died Sunday, says the PGA, 72, cancer. This Pope job at the Vatican has perks, though practically newly elected, Pope Leo's started a six-week vacation at an Italian hilltop retreat. The Pope says to refresh the mind and spirit, he hopes everyone can get some vacay. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
For today, the forecast calls for a high in the low 80s, a slight chance of a pop-up shower in the afternoon. For tonight, a 30% chance of a few showers and a low of 64. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Also Wednesday, 84 with spotty showers possible. And Thursday, partly sunny, warm and humid with a high of 86. In Richland Center, after a daytime high in that upper range of the 80s yesterday across much of the area, we were at 68 at midnight. Right now it is 63 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Monday, July 7th.
And bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Oh!
done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning, talking it over, me and God. Late at night, talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning. And the rod, we're a team, me and God.
I am weak and he is strong, me and God. He forgives me when I'm wrong, me and God. He's the one I lean on when life gets hard, me and God.
He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod, we're a team.
And turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
We started the day in a positive way with Josh Turner and Friends and Me and God. And before that, a national anthem rendition that was powered by Chris Stapleton. Hello there, friends. It's time for us to get together again. Phil Nee with you on a Monday, the 7th of July. We have some great stuff to share with you today, some info to get you in the know, and, off on the right foot. Maybe you're a little more groggy today after a long weekend. Lots of things, lots of events, and sad that it all has to come to an end, right? Yeah, we had different little gatherings and get-togethers during the weekend, and I had a really long baseball game yesterday in Dodgeville, too, that went 11 innings. So, full weekend, but I did get my overnight nap, and it's time to go. It's time to get on with the show. Here's Dolly Parton on WRCO FM 100.9.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day you're your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Ridge Boys on the Light in the Milk House Show, 5:14 the time, on a Monday morning, July 7th. We remind you, ADRC of Eagle Country will host a 10-week session of Bingo Size starting today at the Richland Center Community Center. Sign up to be a part of it by calling 608-647-4616. Child Evangelism Fellowship will host Summer Good News Clubs in Hillsboro and Muscadet coming up today through Thursday. Summer Good News Clubs are open to all children ages 5 to 12. There is no cost to attend. Children will play games, hear Bible lessons, sing songs, hear a missionary story, have snacks, and discover how to have a relationship with Jesus. The club in Hillsboro will be held from 9 until 11 at the Albert Field Memorial Park, Lower Shelter. shelter. The club in Muscadet will be at Riverside Park in the Lions shelter from 1:30 until 3:30. You can call Amy at 608-647-2003 with any questions. A few reminders from today's community calendar. We're headed toward 82, they're saying today. Partly cloudy and seasonal, the brand new forecast from Tony Schumacher. 82 today, 63 tonight with a 40% chance of some spotty pop-up showers or thunderstorms.
Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane. Can't explain when we're walking down the Primrose Lane. Even roses blooming in the rain with you. Sweet perfume, those little old roses bloom. And I want to walk with you my whole life through. Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane.
Taking us to Primrose Lane. I believe that's a suburb of Sextonville, maybe. I don't know. We'll check sports coming up.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he sent the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Dodgeville held on for a 5-4, 11-inning win over Arena in a heated battle played Sunday at Centennial Park in Dodgeville in home talent baseball. Hollandale was a winner over Wyota, 8-0. Verona, 12-2 over Ridgeway. Muscadet edged Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 2-0. Blanchardville, 9. Schulzburg-Benton, 8. The Belleville-Argyle game was postponed. In the north, it was Mazamani edging Cazenovia, 3-1. Ashton, 12-3 over Black Earth. Middleton, 10. Reedsburg, 1. Wanakee, 4-2 over Cross Plains. Montello beat the Dells by final of 9-5. Brewer right-hander Brandon Woodruff struck out a total of 8 and threw 2-hit ball through 6 innings against Miami to win his first start in the majors since the 2023 season. The 2-time All-Star was activated off the injured list before the game. He hadn't pitched in the bigs since having shoulder surgery after the 2023 season. The Brewers went on to win the game yesterday by a final of 3-1. Then it's on to host the Dodgers starting tonight. The Cubs were winners. They shut out St. Louis 11-0. It was Philadelphia 3 and Cincinnati 1. Toronto 3-2 over the Angels. Detroit 7, Cleveland 2. Tampa Bay 7-5 over Minnesota. In interleague play, Baltimore 2, Atlanta 1. Boston 6-4 over Washington. The Yankees 6 and the Mets 4. Colorado 6-4 over the White Sox. Kansas City 4, Arizona 0. Seattle 1-0 over Pittsburgh. Houston 5, the Dodgers 1, San Diego 4-1 over Texas, and San Francisco beat the Athletics. Final score there was 6-2. From the WNBA, Seattle 79-70 over New York, Las Vegas 86, Connecticut 68, Minnesota beat Chicago 80-75. And that's an update on sports.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
All right, time for us to aerobic poke-a-size. Our polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right. Got to work off the chicken barbecues I had and the cookouts and pizza. All right. No pain, no gain. Here we go. A one and a two and a...
Let's all dance that happy polka. It will make you feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. Feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat.
We'll be right back.
happy polka. What a way of having fun. That happy polka, that happy polka, it will keep you on the run. That happy polka, that happy polka, will do all these things for you. So all you have to do is keep moving those shoes and get a treat from that happy polka beat. And get a treat from that happy polka beat.
There you go, the Gordon Hartman Band. Good for your polka needs today on the Light in the Milk House Show.
And what you see, 'cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country ham. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, but there's a barnyard shovel fit your hands. If you'll show me a wedding band, I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. Country folks all know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause country is all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn. Shovel with your hands. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
Something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to have to drag me away from one emotion. Exactly where I wanna be. ocean's got a hold of you and me.
Clint Black on the Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 62 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Our time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A biofuels leader is looking for more government wins for the biofuel industry. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Everything you've heard is true. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bringing the next era in soybean performance to farms everywhere. Ride the momentum of the Z-Series wave, plant Pioneer. First, a soybean researcher warned of possible seed germ problems this spring and now says his prediction of poor stands has come true. Sean Conley with the University of Wisconsin Soybean Program told Brownfield in February and again before planting time, farmers need to read the seed tags and watch for seed germ ratings below 80 and then adjust planting rates accordingly. Conley says after emergence, the problems were obvious.
I had had many reports from across the state and actually even in some of my own trials where we look at the seed germ and adjust accordingly, that seed germ was low.
Conley says the 2024 seed crop finished the growing season under stress and was harvested with very low moisture levels, often under 9%.
Go back and revisit Agronomy 101, look at that seed tag, and if we're below that 85%, getting down to 80%, we just need to adjust those low seeding rates up to be able to compensate for some of that reduced seed vigor and quality.
Conley says in a good year with 90% germ, about 15% of the yield can still be lost with poor weather and lower seeding rates commonly used to prevent white mold. He says not compensating planting populations for low germ can subtract another 3 to 4 bushels per acre in yield. The CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association is looking for more wins for the biofuel industry this year. Jeff Cooper tells Brownfield EPA's recently proposed renewable volume obligations and a June Supreme Court decision involving small refinery exemptions are both victories.
Things are on a great trajectory with the renewable fuel standard, but we have got to get E15 resolved, and we've got to get that legislation across the goal line in Congress.
He says federal legislation is the only pathway to year-round nationwide E15. A southwestern Indiana farmer says a wet start to the growing season has created additional weed challenges. Ben Cron says resistance has been a problem.
We have issues over in our area with getting rid of water hemp and pigweed, and we've kind of really struggled getting some of those killed. Us and even neighbors have ended up resulting into field cultivators just to completely take the weeds out to be able to get them killed.
And he tells Brownfield he continues to look for a solution. U.S. soybean product sales were up on the week. USDA says bean meal sales were considerably larger than the previous week, thanks to solid feed demand from several key customers. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
The phased reopening of southern ports is set to begin. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your livestock market report on Brownfield. The USDA is set to reopen the southern port in Douglas, Arizona later today. At this time, only cattle and bison that are born and raised in Sonora or Chihuahua, Mexico, that have been treated according to the New World screwworm protocols will be allowed to be imported. Ethan Lane is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
This has been an ongoing collaborative discussion between Secretary Rawlins and her counterpart in Mexico, Secretary Verdaguer, really focused on that cross-border coordination to both curtail the movement of the New World screwworm north through Mexico, through the use of sterile insect technique. We've talked so much about those flies coming out of Panama, making sure that they're hitting the target at the leading edge of the incursion in Mexico, but also the other parts of that cooperation, specifically on the part of the Mexican government when it comes to surveillance, when it comes to movement of animals, both cattle, horses, as well as wildlife, as well as illicit cattle movements through Mexico. Ensuring that the Mexican government is putting protocols in place in their own backyard as a part of this sort of cross-border effort to stop the New World screwworm in its tracks. The government here on the U.S. side of the border clearly feels like they are seeing what they want to see and need to see from our partners in Mexico on this. This staged reopening of ports is a reflection, I think, of that cooperation and of the feeling that Secretary Rawlins and her team has that the Mexican government is doing what they need to do and that we can resume some cross-border trade, knowing that those protocols that were put in place back in February were working very well while they were in place. The rejection rates were very low, and they are keeping the border safe while we combat this screwworm further south in Mexico. So this is a natural evolution of that dialogue between the U.S. and Mexico.
The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says there hasn't been a significant increase in reported NWS cases in Mexico, and there hasn't been northward movement in more than 8 weeks. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Commodity markets were closed Friday in observance of Independence Day. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. Why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are both up modestly, seeing some short covering support ahead of the long holiday weekend. August beans were two higher at 10.55 and a half. September was up 1.5 at 10.41 and a quarter. September corn was 2.25 higher at 4.20 and a quarter, and December was up 3.5 at 4.37. Live and feeder cattle were supported by technical buying. August live was up 160 at 2.14.05. October was $1.20 higher at 2.10.90. August feeders were up 47 at 3.09.50, and September was 50 higher at 3.09.37. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and pre-holiday position squaring. August was down $1.80 at 106.10. October was 90 lower at 92.10. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. and Canada resume trade negotiations, and ag is on the table. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Now that Canada's dropped its plan to tax U.S. tech companies, trade negotiations are resuming. Ag trade will be a part of that. U.S. Meat Export Federation economic analyst Aaron Borer.
In Canada, there has been movement underway for some time to try to safeguard, in a way, their supply management programs for dairy and poultry in particular. And they have essentially tried to put guardrails around this program so that the supply management system could not be, in their minds, traded away or negotiated through these trade agreement updates. Problematic areas for the U.S. are being redlined by legislation in Canada and unable to be negotiated. Even some in the domestic ag industry in Canada have raised concerns about the signal this sends.
A big sticking point, says Borer, sausage.
This retaliation goes all the way back to February through the fentanyl and immigration tariffs that the U.S. imposed on Canada, and then Canada had retaliated. And included on that list is U.S. sausages, and at 25% retaliatory duty, that trade for last year was a total of $275 million. So it is a huge line item.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Cheese prices go up and down and then repeat. I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The cheese prices have been cycling higher and then lower, and Mike North with EverEgg says several factors play into this.
If you remember last fall, we fell into this 190, 195 zone, and then a few weeks later, we would drop further to, you know, basically right where we're at, sub 165. We moved back to 190, 195, fell back to 160, 165, drove higher to $1.95, and now we're back down to $1.60, $1.65. And so it shouldn't really catch us off guard to see this market trading in a range, because we have a lot of things going on, right? There's this big export story, and that started last fall when we did take prices lower. And we got the result, and exports have been strong. 419 million pounds through April, a new record. Big exports on cheese. And, you know, that is a very bullish story. At the same time, we're ramping up production. We're bringing on these big cheese facilities that are adding more to the pipeline. And so we are an incredible value to the world buyer at 160. We are not an incredible value to the world buyer at 195 to 2 bucks.
That's Mike North from EverEgg. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the 4th of July holiday. Thursday's closing prices, dry way up a quarter of a cent, 60 and three quarters. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny at 168 and a half. Barrels went unchanged at 172. Butter prices up 2.5 cents at 260 and a half. Not that dry milk down a penny at 126. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinze planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count, visit Johnson Tractor, or browse Kinze planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Today's forecast calls for seasonal conditions, a high of 82. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a low of 63. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 79. Wednesday, breaks of sunshine and a bit muggy, a small chance of a shower and a high of 82. 84 for Thursday, partly cloudy and seasonal conditions. Currently at the WRCO studios with a southwest wind at
at 1 mile per hour to 2 miles per hour after a midnight reading of 68. That followed yesterday's high of 84 here at the studios. We're at 61 degrees. There you go. That's how it goes weather-wise today on this Monday with the Light in the Milk House show. Phil Nee with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate that. And good luck as you get into your next endeavor. You have to work a full week this week. Yes. No holiday at the end of the week. Oh, well. Here's Alabama on FM 100.9.
It's her first night on town since she was just 18. A lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away. And she's like a baby just learning how to play. Never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon. When he asked her to marry, and she gladly said, okay. And a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust. And she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who'd love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love.
Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the store, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed. Not a care, this teenage queen.
Not a care, this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door
who worked at the candy store.
Fremont, Fremont, teenage dream, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door, working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining car, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more, you'll hear it all at the candy store.
Johnny Cash on WRCL and the Ballad of a Teenage Queen. Coming up, our weather, Tony Schumacher. We finally woke him up. He's in for weather in just a little bit here this morning. And regular features coming up along the way on a Monday.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past week at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves range from $9 to $13 by the pound. Beef crossbred calves, $9.50 to $14.10. Slaughter dairy cows sold from $1.03 to $1.36, with the lightweight dairy bulls, $1.40 to $1.60. We had four black crossbred steers weighing $5.75, and they sold for $3. Next feeder sale will be on Friday, July 18th. We're already receiving inquiries about what might be available for that sale. The cattle futures market stays strong, along with the fact that the cattle on hand reports that we have near record low numbers. This suggests to me that we may see the feeder market at extremely high figures this fall. Add that to the price of corn, and that will encourage feeders to put their corn into the livestock. Looks good going into fall for the cattle now that's out on grass and the fall beef calves. Contact Darren Colt or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has been a competitive market since 1963.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a nice quiet start to the work week here across much of the region. However, that will not be the case all week. We do have a couple of weather systems coming in. The first one should arrive later tonight and tomorrow, bringing a high chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. The severe weather should stay off to the west and south of Wisconsin, but we could see rain amounts of at least a couple tenths of an inch. That system will slide away as we head into Wednesday, leaving us with quiet weather once again for a day or two. Temperatures remaining relatively seasonal throughout the week. Then a new weather system will slide in by Thursday night and Friday. Should bring us some more showers and thunderstorms. The rain with that could be just a bit heavier later Friday. And Saturday, we're on the back end of that system, but possibly still producing a couple of spotty showers. Not a whole lot of change with the temperatures, maybe a few degrees cooler for the upcoming weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and seasonal, high near 82, with light and variable winds. Tonight, the clouds increase, 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, low at 63. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. High temperature 79 with winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, a couple of leftover showers, otherwise some areas of fog possible, low 64. And Wednesday breaks with sunshine, slightly humid. Small chance of a shower in the far southern part of the area, high at 82. Thursday partly cloudy, low 61, high 84. Friday mostly cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely at times, low in the 60s with a high of 83. Saturday breaks of sunshine, temperatures topping out near 80, passing showers or storms possible. Sunday partly cloudy and breezy with a high near 80 degrees. Enjoy that nice weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 61 degrees. Our continually dropping temperature from a midnight reading of 68. Yesterday, it was 84 for a daytime high. Record high, 102, set in 1936. Record low, 42 in 1984. Last year's high was 79. The low was 63. Sunset will occur at 8:44 tonight, and sunrise time tomorrow will be at 5:29. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is at 3010. That is up slightly from an hour ago. No precipitation today. And again, it is 61 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. 2 days after a thunderstorm sparked widespread flash flooding in central Texas, more rain is now in the forecast.
People around Texas know this scenic region as the Hill Country. Those who live here have another nickname for it, Flash Flood Alley. Governor Greg Abbott says rising water is a fact of life around here.
There's the potential for flash flooding, but there's no expectation of a water wall of almost 30 feet high.
And that's what communities like Kerrville, Comfort, and Center Point were faced with before dawn on Friday. The death count has surged past 70. Jim Ryan, ABC News, San Antonio.
And that death toll is expected to rise. On President Trump's agenda today is a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're